Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hour number two. And I am not Rob Brown. I am Dan Scott, voice of the Furman Paladins, and hanging out with you until 3 o'clock. Rob filling in for Mark Ryan on Offsides from 3 until 7. So those of you who want to hear Rob, you have to wait. But hopefully you'll hang around because we've got a good couple of hours left in the show. Coming up in hour number three, Brandon Bennett, the former Gamecock and Cincinnati Bengals running back, will be here. We'll talk South Carolina, Georgia, among some other things. And also Gary Hahn, the longtime play-by-play voice of the North Carolina State Wolfpack, will be with us, which is a nice little segue for a couple of reasons into our next guest as we head back to the guest line to open up the second hour of the show. Dave Glenn has been covering the Atlantic Coast Conference for longer than probably he wants to admit in a multitude of fashions. And right now, besides going into the realm of education and acting as an adjunct professor, he said, at UNC Wilmington. He writes for chapelboro.com and so many other things. He joins us here. Dave is also a Philly guy. He's up there in the Raleigh area, so Gary Hahn coming on probably piqued his interest. And Dave, welcome to the show. You may know this or may not know this, but you being a Philly guy, Gary Hahn does the best Harry Callis impersonation of anybody I've ever heard outside of the late Harry Callis.
Well, Dan, it's great to be with you again, as always. You and I go back decades at this point.
Yeah.
One of the great honors of my broadcasting career was having Harry Callis on the show. I mean, anybody could identify with the idea, right, of growing up with someone being one of the biggest voices of your childhood and even teenage years. In my case, as a youth in and around Philadelphia. So I have heard the Gary Hahn impression. I've heard a bunch of other impressions. And I can still hear to this day his voice, Harry Callis, is in my head. I even saved the voicemail he left me just so that I eternally have Harry Callis' voice. And as a guy who, of course, grew up to make sports a big part of my living, those are among my most cherished memories of, you know, how I became such a big sports fan.
It's really amazing, and for those of us of a certain age, and you and I are probably the last of that generation that radio made that kind of impact on us. It was Marty Brenneman for me, who I'm fortunate enough to call a friend. 46 years in Cincinnati, Hall of Fame broadcaster. Harry Callis for you. Radio is still huge in what we do talk show-wise. It's still huge on baseball especially. But the impact that it had generationally, I don't think is ever going to be as strong as it was. And you and I might have been in the last of what I would call the golden era of radio having that kind of influence.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dan. And sometimes I'll have fun with either my interns over these last 25 years who tend to be in that 19 to 22 age bracket, or even now my students at UNC Wilmington who are in that same age bracket. I'll ask them questions that sometimes identify this generational gap. And I'll ask, for example, what is your instinct to do when you get in the car? And sometimes it's just, you know, well, Bluetooth, right? So they're going to connect their Bluetooth to their to their car, and they're going to either play their own playlist, or they're going to check out the latest album, or maybe they'll listen to someone like you or me, but maybe not. And those habits have changed a lot, and how cars are made that whole process has changed a lot. So you know how many of these things are not just generational in terms of what people want, but in terms of what people can get and how they consume such things. And in my case, you know, I can remember going to bed with what we used to call the transistor radio, you know, a battery powered transistor radio under my pillow. Mom and Dad wouldn't let me watch the end of the Phillies game or the Flyers hockey game or whatever, but I was allowed to listen to the end of it because at least my head was on a pillow, right? So I would tuck that transistor under the pillow, try to listen to the end. And a lot of times, of course, I'd fall asleep and realize that I killed my battery by the next morning. But, yeah, that's a different generation. And I had not only Harry Callis with the Phillies, but Gene Hart of the Flyers, Merrill Reese of the Philadelphia Eagles of the NFL, I think to this day is still the voice of that NFL franchise. So it's gone a long way in my life, and I know in yours. But, yeah, I think there's still valuable, great radio voices out there in a lot of different contexts. But it'll never be quite like it was back in our days.
No, I would agree with you. All right, let's hop into this in the 10 minutes or so we have left. One of the other things that hasn't changed, and by the way, we're visiting with Dave Glenn, who covers the ACC so very well and has for over 30 years. One of the things that hasn't changed in this league is that they're still trying to play catch-up when it comes to television revenue. And the ACC network finally got off the ground a couple of years ago. But, Dave, they still have not been able to get themselves on Comcast, which is one of the largest cable providers in the country, 2 years into this deal. And I know you've got an article on chapelboro.com that's coming out about this. What is the sticking point in these negotiations, and why are so many people being denied access because of this?
Well, first, Comcast and its product, it's called Xfinity, is not just one of the biggest, it is the biggest. Whether you take into consideration internet TV like a Hulu or YouTube TV or Sling TV or the fiber version of television like an AT&T UVerse or Google Fiber for a while, or there are others, or just the cable category that you mentioned, Xfinity is number one in our country in terms of pay TV households. They have almost 20 million pay TV customers. That's not just internet customers. That's specifically pay TV customers. That makes them, by a wide margin, by millions of households, the largest. So if you and I called the 15 to 18 biggest pay TV providers in the country right now, 17 of the top 18 already carry the ACC network, and most of them have carried it for, if not the full 2 years and 1 month, something close to 2 years and 1 month. Comcast Xfinity is the holdout, in part because they're debating the price. All these negotiations, of course, are what will you, the carrier, pay me, ACC Network, which is owned by ESPN, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company. They're arguing about the price. And the cable operators and other pay TV providers, of course, want to keep their costs down. And the channel providers want to drive the costs up, right? ESPN gets a whole lot of money per subscriber per month for that almighty channel. And because 2 years ago, Xfinity already had contracts with ESPN and the SEC Network and the Big Ten Network, and not only sports channels, but other things owned by Disney, like the Disney Channel, like National Geographic TV, FX. All those things are owned by Disney. Because Comcast/Xfinity already had all those channels, and they weren't going to come up for renewal until September of 2021, as we speak right now, Comcast felt like it had the leverage and didn't have to give in to demands for higher prices for the ACC network or whatever else. Well, now, with everything up for renewal, Comcast and Xfinity have a huge incentive to strike a deal here, because Disney can say, all right, if you don't want to play fair on the ACC network price per month per subscriber, try telling your 20 million households that you don't have ESPN to carry anymore and see how the customer service desk reacts to those millions of the emails and phone calls. The leverage is now on the Disney side, the ESPN side, the ACC network side. And that's really good news for this league, because if you can get to the point where, of course, all 18 of the biggest 18 pay TV providers are carrying you, then you're at least a lot closer to what the Big Ten Network has done for the Big Ten and the SEC Network has done for the SEC.
Visiting with Dave Glenn to talk everything going on that we can fit in where the Atlantic Coast Conference is concerned. On the field, Dave, the first 2 weeks has not been a banner start for this league as far as having a whole lot of success, has it?
It has not. I think about, in conference there have been some compelling matchups, but all these leagues end up being judged in large part by how you do against the other heavyweights. And sometimes how you lose to some lightweights. Florida State losing at home to FCS Jacksonville State certainly does not upgrade the nation's image of the Atlantic Coast Conference, right? NC State went to Mississippi State, I thought, with a pretty good Wolfpack team. They not only lost to the Bulldogs, that was a 24-3 Bulldogs lead until garbage time in the late fourth quarter. So Pitt did go to Tennessee and beat the Volunteers. You know, we have to include some of the positives from the ACC perspective as well. But overall, sure. I mean, Clemson losing to Georgia out of the gate. Preseason favorite Miami losing to Alabama out of the gate. Even Carolina, they lost to an ACC team in Virginia Tech. But basically all three preseason top 25 teams in the Atlantic Coast Conference went down in week one. And then you had some of those other ugly losses on top of it. So this league wants to change its reputation in football, but the only way to do that is to win a lot of games. And these most recent seasons have been more the Clemson Tigers kind of carrying the ACC football flag, and only occasionally are the Tigers getting a whole lot of help.
So the Clemson-Georgia game, obviously that was the marquee matchup for this league so far. Can you put a lot of weight on that one as far as it was a black eye for the ACC, though, at least at this juncture? I mean, Clemson probably has a lot of good football remaining in it,
sure.
And Georgia's number two in the country. Is it a little unfair to look at that one and put that in the black eye category?
Sure, I don't lump it in at all. I mean, Duke losing to a Group of Five team in Charlotte. Georgia Tech losing to a Group of Five team in Northern Illinois. Louisville playing Mississippi. And really, the Rebels led that game 29-3 midway through the third quarter before I think they won by roughly 20 points. Miami not only losing to Alabama, but getting annihilated. It was 27-0 before Miami crossed midfield for the first time, you know. So, of course, the Clemson loss falls into a different category for two reasons. One, they were playing a top five opponent. Combined with two, they lost by a touchdown, right? So are there alarms? Yes. Clemson's offensive line was not up to the task against the Bulldogs. DJ Uiagalelei did not make anybody forget Trevor Lawrence, and those running backs didn't make anybody forget Travis Etienne. I mean, it's hard to replace players who were some of the best in your program's history. Carolina's finding that out. Clemson's finding that out. But the Tigers remain in a different category. It's Dabo Sweeney's squad and then a notch or two down to everybody else. And I don't think that'll change. If the Tigers can run the table, they're going to be right back in that college football playoff conversation where they almost always are. And if they stub their toe again, no, that's when not only does Clemson have some major concerns, but the Atlantic Coast Conference football reputation can go down with the Tigers.
You said, as we get set to wrap it up here, you said a minute ago that NC State went into Mississippi State with what you thought was a good football team, and they ended up getting drilled. That's where Furman is going tomorrow night, strangely enough. But where is Dave Doran now in his ninth season with this Wolfpack program? And it's not going to help that he's got two defensive starters in Peyton Wilson and Cyrus Fagan, who are both out for the season now after the Mississippi State game. But where is he with this program now in year nine?
Well, he has a contract extension all the way through 2025. So that certainly suggests some stability. But his ACC record, even through his previous eight seasons, is 28 wins and 38 losses. Now, on the other hand, he did take the Wolfpack to six bowls in those 8 years. He did have a top 25 season back in 2017 when they went 9-4. Just last year, the Wolfpack went 8-4. They have a whole bunch of starters back. They're pretty good at the line of scrimmage, although that did not show at Mississippi State at all. Devin Leary has been a very good quarterback at times. He was not that against Mississippi State. So I wouldn't give up on this year's Wolfpack. I still think they're an above-average ACC football team. And I still think Dave Doran, because of that contract extension, is on firm ground. But he has to have more of those occasional trips to the top 25, more of those 8 and 9 or more win seasons, because all it'll take is one losing season for the Wolves to start howling in Raleigh.
Yeah, very, very clever. Very clever. tell people how they can follow more of what you're doing these days.
Yeah, on Twitter, I'm at David Glenn Show. I share not only my own work for chapelboro.com. Of course, I'm the founding editor of accsports.com, still a consultant with them and an occasional contributor with them. But that's where it all starts for me nowadays, on Twitter, at David Glenn Show. And my most recent stuff online is, including that Comcast Disney showdown, is at chapelboro.com.
Sounds like a plan. You and I will actually talk again on Monday, but thank you for joining us here on ESPN Upstate today.
Always fun, my friend. Keep up the good work, Dan. Take care.
That is Dave Glenn. All of those places covering the Atlantic Coast Conference that he just mentioned. And he and I have been doing these radio shows together for just about 20 years. And he just, like the proverbial fine wine, just keeps getting better and better. Let's step aside, talking about old. Tom Van Hoy is going to join me in the next segment, broadcast partner, and we'll talk a little Furman football, a little high school football as well from a television standpoint. All that coming up. Dan Scott filling in for Rob Brown on ESPN Upstate. Back in a moment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Rob Brown will be in for Mark Ryan on Offsides coming up at 3 o'clock here on ESPN Upstate. I'm Dan Scott in for Rob Brown. There will be a test later. Just kind of keeping all of this straight. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. The text line 71307, and make sure you start that text with ESPN so it gets slotted properly. We're going right back to the guest line, though, and welcoming in my broadcast partner and a guy who tonight will be calling some high school football regionally on television. Tom Van Hoy is joining us here on the guest line. Tom, how are you?
Good. If there are any tests involved, I'm out, Dan. I'm a sportscaster, so you know that.
Well, now, wait a minute. You were regaling us all spring with the stories of homeschooling your two daughters and all of your exploits when it came to what, sixth grade math and seventh grade science it was.
They actually did pass, so I consider that to be a success, you know, I guess. But it's been a while since I had to try to conjugate verbs and do a number of other things. So mathematically speaking, I wasn't up to date on Common Core and things like that. But now I am, for better or worse. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know if Lonzo is like like me and probably like you, but Lonzo, I was really good at math until they put the alphabet in it. And then things went downhill dramatically from there. So take it for what it's worth.
I didn't even understand what you said. So there we go.
There you go. You're in the same boat as we are. Hey, Tom, a little bit about Furman. I got a chance to kind of go shock the world a little bit, although around these parts it wouldn't be that much of a shock because Furman has beaten North Carolina State 8 times in 17 tries over the history of the series.
Well, they have. You go back to the mid-'80s and had those great teams for Furman then, and interesting how that played out with Dick Sheridan winning a couple of games and going to NC State as a head coach back in 86 or so. But it's been a while. But, it has happened before. And, Dan, we were up Virginia Tech a couple of years ago and really had an opportunity to win that ball game. And you can talk about officiating all you want, but, I mean, those things do happen occasionally. But you know what? You never know. Kids going in have the opportunity to get into a venue like that at Power Five Conference, things like that, and before thousands and thousands of people. You know, I think you see in many cases the best effort from some of these young men.
Now, I'm trying to think. You were not with us in 2017 when we went to Raleigh the last time, right?
I was not there. The only thing I was told was that it's so high that you could jump off and parachute down. So
yes.
that's about all I know.
When you're looking down at the clouds, the press box, the radio broadcast booths for both home and away, it's not just where they stick the visiting radio, is on top of the press box, which is about 9 stories high. So there are satellites orbiting by and, stray aircraft who are flying off course and all of those things that you have to deal with. But it is way up there, but you get a good view of the field for sure. Looking forward to that here on ESPN Upstate tomorrow. You, though, have a little business to take care of prior to that. On My 40, you'll be doing some high school football tonight, and you and Jason Patterson do that every week, right?
Well, Jason and I do. Jason's got some ACC requirements tonight with University of Virginia. He does some stuff there, so I'm going to slide in there and do the play-by-play with Kenny Ford. Kenny is the one-time head coach at Owen High School up in North Carolina. So we'll be up in the mountains again, and we'll be at Hayesville is taking on Tuscola. And you and I, having been to Western Carolina so many times with Furman, you know the route. You go up, you go down Highway 74, and then you stop off, and there's Tuscola. You keep on going, you turn left, and then there's Smoky Mountain, and then there's Western Carolina. So I kind of know the drill and the geography of the area. But, yeah, we try to we were over in South Carolina last week, and tell you, T.L. Hanna is an outstanding program. They beat BHP and got them pretty good. Jason Tone has come in there back of Jeff Heron. Jeff Heron came in from Georgia, went 25-2, and Jason has come in there. Coach Tone has come in there and got into the championship game last year which Dutch Fork, of course, Dutch Fork has won five consecutive in the state of South Carolina since they went to 5A. But if you backtrack a little bit, Bruce Ollis kind of got it going before Jeff Heron came in, and Bruce is at Polk County in his 42nd year as a head coach there. So there were some ties, and we've got a 1A, 3A matchup tonight. You never know what's going to happen. The 1A schools have smaller rosters than the 3A, obviously, but we saw that on My 40 a couple of weeks ago when it was Swain County, who was a 1A team, went into the aforementioned Smoky Valley and won that game. So you never know, and we bounced around a little bit. We were up Spartanburg and in Gaffney, and we've got Gaffney and Dorman coming up in a little bit. So try to just do a regional game every week, and it's some of these communities you go into a little bit smaller, so it's kind of a nice effort for them to showcase. And My 40 does a really nice job of a 30-minute pregame show. We just don't come on at 7:35 and kick it off. And they talk to the principal and teacher of the year, inspirational students, and I could learn a lot from probably, and then also from the scholar athletes or impressive young men and women. So it's been fun for me to kind of take Friday nights and pop over there and do some television work.
Tom Van Hoy works with David Cobb, Marcus McMorris, and me on Furman football, and Tom and I do Furman basketball here on ESPN Upstate. I want to go back to knowing your place in the world as a broadcaster, because you mentioned the guy that you'll be working with tonight, Kenny Ford, former high school football coach, a long time up there in the mountains of Western North Carolina. Is he not the guy that every time you show up somewhere, people want to know if Kenny's going to be on the broadcast? And if he's not, they're disappointed.
Yeah, kind of. I don't take it personally because they're always asking me, and I'm kind of in Kenny's role. Jason's the play-by-play guy, and I slide in and do color. But hey, I can understand it, man. I don't know a whole lot about five techniques and all that kind of stuff. I can kind of tell you how many yards they gain and how many they have for the game and who they play and things like that. And Kenny adds a really good element to the broadcast as somebody that kind of can tell you what's really going on the field. But yeah, and you've been around it, Dan, up in West Virginia, some other places as well in South Carolina when you did a lot of high school football as well. Guys that stay, coaches that stay for a certain period of time and have success become legends in those communities. It's pretty cool to, when we go in there tonight, they'll be good. They'll be glad to see Kenny, you know, so that's good. And he does an outstanding job as well of describing what's going on the field. And, you know, what do you think is going to happen here? I can give it, you can give it, but how about somebody that's been on the sidelines that's actually called a play? That might be quite a concept, right?
Right, or played the game like we do in Furman. You and I can do down distance time and score, and we let Marcus and David handle all of the, this is actually what happened when it comes to analyzing that play. It's good as a broadcaster, and you and I have had many conversations about this. We all thought we were going to be Bob Costas. And it didn't turn out that way for 99% of us. It's good when you learn your place and you come to grips with who you are and where you are and what you're doing, and then you can relax and have a lot of fun. And that's one of the things we try to bring to these broadcasts.
Yeah, we're just lucky to be able to make a living to go on and broadcast in games and whatever level it is, be it the high school level, the collegiate level, at the highest levels, and then professional football. We've been around all of those levels, but it's important to those as we go into a community tonight. In Hayesville, we'll be there, in Tuscola, up in Waynesville, and it's an important night for them to have an opportunity to be on television and to showcase their school and showcase their town. And it's always interesting visiting with the coaches when television comes in. I said, are you worried about how maybe your kids might play, get a little excited, and they go, oh yeah. So sometimes that becomes a little bit of a factor as well. But boy, it's just on Friday nights in communities in South Carolina, North Carolina, across the country, it's still a big deal, the high school football. And we did them all last year. And of course, you and I at Furman with football and basketball during the height of the pandemic, and didn't let anybody in. You and I went to Cincinnati and in a 12,000-seat arena, they let 300 in. It's nice to see the fact that they're having good crowds and the enthusiasm that you do see, because it's pretty tough to try to generate your own excitement sometimes.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, have a good call tonight, And then I will see you early tomorrow morning, and we'll start the caravan up to Raleigh for Furman and North Carolina State. And, you know, our end game is get the broadcast on, but the most important decision made every single week when we go on the road for Furman is where will the post-game meal be.
That's true.
And that is David Cobb's primary job in this organization. He's the color commentator, but the thing that keeps him employed is his ridiculous streak of picking outstanding restaurants for us to eat in.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, I would think, Dan. I mean, I wouldn't want to have that kind of a position in our organization. You know, I mean, chauffeur's not bad sometimes. But hey, one other note before we get out of here, that folks know that you and I have done baseball up at North Carolina State before, and there was a pretty good combination, one for Clemson when Clemson was playing, and one for NC State, a couple of guys. One went in to play Major League Baseball, and the other went on to play in the National Football League.
Yeah, a guy named Kyle Parker on one side and a guy named Russell Wilson on the other, right?
Yeah, about that. So yeah. You never know, and it'll be fun to go up there tomorrow.
All right, Tom. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a good call tonight.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is Tom Van Hoy talking a little Furman, a little high school football in the area, televised on My 40 tonight. And, of course, Lonzo can fill it in. I think we got some high school football going on tonight here on ESPN Upstate as well, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We've got Burns versus Gaffney starting out at 7 p.m. So check that out.
Two of the big names, big names. That's Cole Bryson on the call, correct?
Yes, he is.
How about that for no notes? I pay attention. My employer would be, and my wife even more, would be very, very happy with me right now. Let's take a break, kind of get caught up on some things. We will come back and talk a little bit of expansion in college football, get to the text line. By the way, I'm up 2-1 in the text comments now. We'll get to those and much more as the Rob Brown Show, hosted today by me, Dan Scott, continues in a moment.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dan Scott filling in for Rob Brown, who will be filling in for Mark Ryan starting at 3 o'clock. Lonzo, the All-American producer. He wanted to be All-World, but I told him there was a condition to that. But you can say hello to Lonzo, All-American producer. And I'm looking forward to spending some time with you. We do have some time for some phone calls if you'd like to hop on board with us between now and the end of the hour. 844-GSP-ESPN, that's 844-477-3776, or the text line, keyword ESPN, to 71307, 71307. Lonzo, I am running now at a 75% approval rate on the text line. There have been four texts directed to us since the show started, and three of them are positive. One of them wants to know, where's Mark Ryan and why is he not on the show? And this is not even Mark's time slot anyway. So somebody is probably getting an early start to the weekend.
You need to work on this because you want to be right at 50-50.
Well, you know, I was early on. You know, it was one of each. But here of late, there have been a couple of other ones come in, including from our my friend Ray and Greer. He says, wow, blast from the past. Good to hear an old friend on the air. He didn't have to call me old.
I was going
to
say, when you hear blast from the past, that's not exactly a compliment.
I get it, but it was meant as a compliment. How about that? At least that's the way I'm taking it. And then somebody said, good to hear Dan on the radio, weekend made. Somebody with very low expectations for their weekend, obviously. But again, I greatly appreciate it. So, here's the litmus test. Today, not so much, because this is a one-time thing. I did it once last month. In 2 weeks, when I fill in on this show in this time slot, Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day for five straight days, by the time we get to about Wednesday, in the second half of the week, Wednesday through Friday, let's see what the text line looks like then. Then I think that will be the true litmus test. Because today, I put some stuff together, trying to have a little bit of fun, get some guys on the air, and talk about a few things coming up this weekend. We'll really have some time that week to get into some things that I have had some opinions about for a long time. And we will see where the text line falls and the phone calls fall when that week rolls on, the 27th of this month through October 1st, that Monday through Friday. 2 weeks from this Monday, I begin a week-long guest hosting shot here on the Rob Brown Show. By the way, I know Rob checked in to test out his connection for Mark's show. Did he give any explanation as to why he's taking vacation during college football season?
Well, I don't want to disclose, but just in case he's listening, I will disclose. That way he can be angry at me.
Please do.
Well, I'm working on it. I haven't been able to get him really mad at me yet, and it's what I do. It's what I'm known for. So I believe he didn't organize the trip, but someone else did. That's all I'm going to say.
Happy wife, happy life, kind of in that general direction, even though maybe he's not married.
Yes.
Is that kind of where you're going with this?
That would be the direction that you should go in, yes.
Yeah. So now it all makes sense. I'm still going to give him as much grief as I can, but it still makes sense because I think we've all been there. And you're talking to a guy who just, what is today? Today is the 17th. 16 days ago, on the 1st of this month, I celebrated my 32nd wedding anniversary. Angela and I got married on a Friday night on September the 1st back in 1989. Now, I had no idea then where my career was going to take me and that I would be involved in college football, especially for as long as I have been, as deep as I have been since then. So I get something of a pass on that, but I have spent many more anniversaries working than I have together with Angela. But we've learned to adjust, and she's been a trooper about it. Rob, I'm not sure, has that excuse. He can't play the I didn't know the gun was loaded game.
Well, there are advantages to saying yes, even during these times, because then you get advantages later. Like, you know, we went here, I need to go here. You know, I need to fly across the country to go see this football game. And it's like, yeah, you went here with me. Go ahead. It's that type of thing. It's compromise. I've been married almost 29 years. Compromise is it's a wonderful thing. And it's also whatever she says.
Right. Exactly. What's mine is mine and what's yours is mine. That is the compromise that makes for that happy wife, happy life type of situation. So anyway, Just curious about, because all the time, we talked about this a little earlier when we opened up the show, one of the things that you do not do in the South is schedule a wedding during college football season. You just don't do it. And not take a heap of scorn and derision from friends and family and risk people not showing up, especially if it's on a home weekend. The flip side of that is if it's an away weekend and you could secure the football stadium as the wedding venue, then you might be a hero for life. But that's, you know, it's another story for another time. But in any event, Rob is going to be here at 3 o'clock for Mark Ryan. I'm not even going to get into why Mark's not here. That we'll just kind of let that one rest. But the phone number, again, is 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. The text line, ESPN, the keyword, to 71307 with your note. And we'd love to hear from you. All right, let's do we need to take the break now, or do we need to wait for a minute? Because I do want to spend – I hear the music. Let's take the break now. When we come back, I want to get into who Taylor Heinicke is and why that gives people like Lonzo and I hope that we can still make something of ourselves professionally. That, your phone calls, your text, hour number two of the Rob Brown Show, co-hosted or guest-hosted by yours truly, Dan Scott. We'll continue in just a moment. Final segment before hour number two wraps up. I am Dan Scott, not Rob Brown, hanging out with you here. Rob will be in for Mark Ryan at 3 o'clock. Coming up in hour number three, we'll kick it off with former Gamecock and Cincinnati Bengals running back Brandon Bennett. South Carolina and Georgia playing down in Athens today. And then later in hour number three, Gary Hahn, the longtime play-by-play voice for North Carolina State, will join us as well. You know, Lonzo, we were talking about not getting married, not scheduling weddings during college football season here in the South. And on the text line said one of his sons is getting married next Saturday at 2:30, and then started a sentence that said they, and then the letter CLA, and it ended. So I don't know if it ended poorly and they didn't get the finish or ran out of room or what. But then my buddy Todd Faulkner, who was listening to us, at Faulkner Fence, his dad, Ed, used to say, if you die, give birth, or get married from August to January, don't call us. We will see you in the spring and summer.
That is dedication right there. Absolutely.
It is, and that's also knowing your clientele. That's pretty good stuff. ESPN Panda says, great show so far. Dan, you're my favorite fill-in host for Rob and Mark. Thank you. So many of my family members texting in on the text line here. Good to hear from you folks. But like I said, the litmus test will be in a couple of weeks when I do this for five straight days, and we'll see if the comments are still as positive. It's one of those, you know, just kind of happy to be here. Hey, it's another voice. I remember you from back in the day, back when, you know, radio was scratchy and all of that good stuff. But we got it, and we'll figure it out. All right, we've got just a couple of minutes here. You know, Washington beat New York last night, beat the Giants in the NFL Thursday night game. And Taylor Heinicke was the starting quarterback because Ryan Fitzpatrick got injured last week. Taylor Heinicke is a guy who gives all of us a little bit of hope to still make something of ourselves. Have you seen this guy's journey to becoming the starting quarterback for the Washington football team? He, first of all, is a Old Dominion University guy. And he was there when they were an FCS team before they made the jump up. Four-year starter for the Monarchs. Completed over 67% of his passes, 132 touchdowns. Undrafted in 2015, signed with the Vikings undrafted, won the third-string job, stayed there in Minnesota, was cut loose in 2017 after being injured, was with the Patriots for a month, released in October 2017. November 2017, played one game for the Houston Texans, completed his only pass out. He was waived the following April. He got an extended look when Ron Rivera was the coach of the Panthers in 2018 on waivers, actually played in six games backing up Cam Newton. Then he was released. Panthers re-signed him, then released him again. He was in the XFL in 2020. COVID wiped that out, and he signs with Washington. Played last year in the playoffs and did well, and now here he is the starter. What a story. There's hope for you, Lonzo. There's hope for me. There's hope for all of us. There's hope that we'll be back for the hour or the third hour of the show in just a minute as well. Stay tuned. This is ESPN Upstate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.